Alan Alexander Milne. Which a house is built at Pooh Corner for Eeyore. One day, when Pooh Bear had nothing else to do, he thought he would do something. So he went round to Piglet's house to see what Piglet was doing. It was still snowing as he stumped over the white forest track, and he expected to find Piglet warming his toes in front of his fire. But to his surprise, he saw that the door was open, and the more he looked inside, the more Piglet wasn't there.
"He's out," said Pooh sadly. "That's what it is. He's not in. I shall have to go a fast thinking walk by myself. Bother."
But first he thought that he would knock very loudly, just to make quite sure. And while he waited for Piglet not to answer, he jumped up and down to keep warm. And a hum came suddenly into his head, which seemed to him a good hum, such as is hummed hopefully to others.
"The more it snows, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing." "So what I'll do," said Pooh, "is I'll do this. I'll just go home first and see what the time is, and perhaps I'll put a muffler round my neck, and then I'll go and see Eeyore and sing it to him."
He hurried back to his own house, and his mind was so busy on the way with the hum that he was getting ready for Eeyore that, when he suddenly saw Piglet sitting in his best armchair, he could only stand there rubbing his head and wondering whose house he was in.
"Hello, Piglet," he said. "I thought you were out."
"No," said Piglet, "it's you who were out, Pooh."
"So it was," said Pooh. "I knew one of us was."
He looked up at his clock, which had stopped at 11:05 some weeks ago.
"Nearly 11 o'clock," said Pooh happily. "You're just in time for a little smackerel of something."
And he put his head into the cupboard.
"And then we'll go out, Piglet, and sing my song to Eeyore."
"Which song, Pooh?"
"The one we're going to sing to Eeyore," explained Pooh.
The clock was still saying 11:05 when Pooh and Piglet set out on their way 30 minutes later. The wind had dropped, and the snow, tired of rushing round in circles trying to catch itself up, now fluttered gently down until it found a place on which to rest. And sometimes the place was Pooh's nose, and sometimes it wasn't. And in a little while Piglet was wearing a white muffler round his neck, and feeling more snowy behind the ears than he had ever felt before.
"Pooh,"
he said at last, and a little timidly, because he didn't want Pooh to think he was giving in.
"I was just wondering, how would it be if we went home now and practised your song, and then sang it to Eeyore tomorrow, or the next day, when we happen to see him?"
"That's a very good idea, Piglet," said Pooh. "We'll practice it now as we go along. But it's no good going home to practice it, because it's a special outdoor song, which has to be sung in the snow."
"Are you sure?"
asked Piglet anxiously.
"Well, you'll see, Piglet, when you listen, because this is how it begins. The more it snows, tiddly-pom."
"Tiddly-what?"
said Piglet.
"Pom," said Pooh. "I put that in to make it more hummy. The more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more..."
"Didn't you say snows?"
"Yes, but that was before."
"Before the tiddly-pom?"
"It was a different tiddly-pom," said Pooh, feeling rather muddled now. "I'll sing it to you properly, and then you'll see."
So he sang it again.
"The more it snows, tiddly-pom, the more it goes, tiddly-pom, the more..."